The following is an audio recording of the impact of the word eternity. Collectively, these recordings form an audio history.
My name is Ignatius Jones. I was the artistic director of Spectac Productions, and as such, I was the artistic director of Sydney New Year's Eve from 1996 until 2002, which means that one of my productions was the Millennium Celebrations, where we put Eternity on the Harbour Bridge. I first came across Eternity, like any good artistic teenager in the 1970s, through the work of Martin Sharp, who had created the most beautiful series of prints, I think they were. I think there were a few paintings as well, based on the Eternity concept. At that stage, I hadn't heard of Arthur Stace, but later on I did, long before, you know, I knew anything about Sydney New Year's Eve or Millennium or anything, but the whole story of Arthur Stace was so inspiring that it added yet another layer to the Eternity story. And friends of mine, I think when I turned 21, had given me a pair of matched Eternity prints, framed and everything, and they followed me around for the rest of my life. And I had them up in my office, where people would comment on them, and I'd had to explain the story, because by that stage, you know, a lot of the younger people had forgotten the significance of Eternity. Someone had made a documentary about Arthur Stace, which I had, you know, in my bookcase. And then in the late 90s, we started to, as part of New Year's Eve, so everybody would ask, well, what does this Eternity thing mean? What's it about? And of course, I'd tell the story of Arthur Stace him, you know, putting Eternity all over the footpaths in perfect copper plate script, yellow chalk, during the 60s. And as you do, one stage, we had a young work experience lad in who was absolutely fascinated about the Eternity symbol and what it meant. And I said, well, if you're, you know, that interested here, have a look at this video. It tells the whole story of Arthur Stace, etc. He took it away and watched it at home and only became more and more excited about it. Now, at that time, we just started, this would have been 1997, we just started to put things on the bridge to light them up during the finale of the fireworks. Our designer, Peter England, had been sitting on the point of the Opera House looking at the bridge and may have been aided by certain substances. And into his mind there came this whole idea of putting stuff on the bridge, which was great. We used to get together every Friday at about, you know, 5:30 in the office and crack a few bottles of wine and have wine o'clock. And often we'd get our best ideas during wine o'clock. And this wine o'clock it was 1998 actually, and we were trying to figure out what we were going to do, what we were going to put on the bridge for 98, and this young work experience kid just went, I know, you should put Eternity up there.